Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, and in today's delve into the Bugle archives, we're going back to issue 4007, entitled Mid-Atlantica. This was soon after our relaunch in 2016. Now, we'd missed the Brexit vote in the hiatus between John Oliver stopping doing the show and me relaunching the show with people who were not John Oliver, one of whom was Wyatt Cenac, who joined me to talk about the latest twist in what has become the story of our British Times, London's apparent bid to escape the rest of the UK.
Top story this week, and, well, let's have a Brexit update. I am here in London, where, let me just check out of the window. Still smells like Europe for now, but give it a couple of years and that could all change, which explains why the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has suggested that London could seek out its own Brexit deal. He said that if the government ignores the needs of business and pushes ahead with a new system that cuts off access to skilled workers, we will have no choice but to look at a London-specific solution. Odd times we have a Labour mayor threatening a Tory government trying to get a better deal for big business in the City of London. I just don't know who I am anymore. Is it viable that London, I mean, could this lead to London just becoming completely independent from the rest of the United Kingdom? Could London simply swap with Munich or be moved to Gibraltar?
Ooh, a London secession.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, there is, well, I think definitely, after what has happened in our two countries democratically this year, there must surely be the live prospect of a London-New York City hookup to form a floating super city somewhere in Mid-Atlantica.
Ooh, I would like that. If they could both sort of break off, and maybe we could go somewhere slightly warmer.
Right.
It's strange that just a year ago, the United Kingdom was worried about Scotland leaving, and now here it is, London, I feel like, trying to backdoor its way out of the United Kingdom. And yeah, if they in New York and, you know, maybe like a few cities like Austin and Portland could kind of come in to sort of buoy this relationship.
Right.
I think we could make a great little nation there.
But I mean, Portland, that's a long way for Portland to get, though, from the West Coast. I mean, are you thinking Panama Canal? I mean, could you fit a city down the Panama, or we have to go right round? I mean, is it going to be through the Northwest Passage? I mean, that could get icy, taking an entire city round that way.
Well, I think once the New York-London connection happens, I feel like it's one of those things like when you hear about a really great party, other cities will find their way to the party.
Right.
It's not on us to get everybody a cab to the party. Maybe we call them a cab home, but not to the party.
So we're basically looking at London and New York mooring themselves somewhere around about the Azores, halfway across the Atlantic, as, you know, a kind of a beacon of hope for all humanity.
Yeah, a shining city on a hill, I believe someone once said. But in this case, not a hill, just like relatively warm water.
It's so bizarre, the aftermath of Brexit, all the arguments about it. It's become very much in British politics the elephant in the room. albeit this is an elephant that everybody is talking about all the time, as you would do if there was an elephant in your room, especially if the elephant has crapped all over your best armchair and has now kidnapped the TV remote control, which is grasped firmly in his trunk and is now watching back-to-back episodes of Attenborough's wildlife programmes going, oh, yeah. As we've discussed previously on this august news outlet, since voting for Brexit, what we've basically been doing here is arguing furiously over what Brexit was, other than, of course, Brexit, which it is. Are we going to have a hard Brexit, soft Brexit, squidgy but firm Brexit, clean Brexit, dirty Brexit, filthy Brexit, or screaming uncontrollably about immigrants stealing all our biscuits and urinating on our Christmas presents Brexit? We're trying to decide what kind of divorce we want from the continent we used to call home. I don't know if it's going to be a full split with no further contacts, just removing all photographs of us with Europe taken down off the walls as if the whole sorry romance had never happened, or a quickie divorce with occasional meetups to rekindle the old trading magic. No longer partners, but still trade buddies. No strings, just for fun and economics, but we're still free to mess around with other trading blocks. Or just a long, slow, gradual breakup, increasingly despondent, leaving deep emotional and economic scars and an inescapable sense that we should have worked harder at the relationship before having a stupid one referendum stand with ourselves. These are tough times. Tough times. Why? Are you excited in America that, you know, you have this new global facing Britain that, you know, we could maybe, you know, rekindle our old national romance?
It's here. I think we're concerned, but more so because we're looking at you all and hoping that we can sort of forecast what's coming for us. So I think there's a part of it that as you're going through this divorce, we're trying to see, okay, well, you all set the model for us. And then if it is some kind of divorce where, oh, there are occasional hookups, okay, we now look at that as the blueprint. But right now it seems like you all are going through a divorce where you're still roommates, and it's not going very good as some people start labeling things in the refrigerator that may or may not have been theirs to begin with.
I had a friend who's at school whose parents divorced,
and what
they
did
was they just took one end. Well, yeah, I mean, it's a long time ago now.
You didn't specify it. I don't know if you have friends at school now. I don't want to tell you how to live your life.
No, thank you very much, Wyatt. It's very tolerant of you. And in a year that's seen so much intolerance, that open-minded attitude can only be a beacon of hope. But his parents split up and basically took one end of the house each and put a wall up in the middle. Yeah.
Wow. And then what?
And I think there was even a hatch to pass meals through the wall.
So and the kid.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of great. I would hope, though, that when it was time for each one to, like, go, like, oh, okay, now it's your father's weekend, that they would still make the kid not go through the hatch, but, like, pack a bag and walk out the front door and then walk to the other front door, knock on the door, and just, like, there still has to be some sort of formality to it all that I would hope would exist.
Yeah. Well, I hope they, you know, drive him 10 miles away to, you know, a service station, petrol station, and hand him over in a forecourt.
Oh, that'd be even better.
Maybe even share a lift home afterwards.
Yeah.
David Davis, the Secretary of State for working out exactly what the f*** we voted for, has said that we could now leave the EU and then essentially use the money that we've saved to pay for access to the European single market. Understandably, people who wanted us to not just leave Europe, but leave the entire universe, not happy with this. The critics have said this is essentially like cancelling your membership of your local boxing club, but still turning up every night to let everyone else punch you in the face. So, I don't know, we are torn as a nation, Wyatt. We are very, very, very torn.
Yeah, you're screwed. It's maybe time for you all to take back Australia.
Well, I mean, this is definitely one option, is the relaunch of the British Empire. Because, I mean, we do have a pretty impressive track record of just thinking, right, there's not enough going on here.
Yeah.
Let us go and explore.
Yeah. This isn't done right. Let's fix it for them.
Thank you for listening. Do support what we do by donating via thebuglepodcast.com. If you're listening in Apple, you can also apparently click the button to support us right now too. Goodbye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.